In a video announcement released yesterday, former Governor Tim Kaine finally made it official.
I'm running for the United States Senate because America has big challenges, and I'm convinced that Virginia has answers to help strengthen our nation.
Kaine is the only Democrat currently seeking the seat, while several Republicans have announced their candidacy thus far. Former Governor George Allen, Virginia Tea Party Patriots Chairwoman Jamie Radke, and Virginia Beach Attorney David McCormick. Kaine had previously stated on multiple occasions that he had no interest in pursuing another elected office, but has reconsidered after a groundswell of public displays of support from prominent Democrats, including President Obama. Political analyst Dr. Bob Holsworth.
What's striking to me about this race right now is that we have a number of people they're talking about being potential presidential candidates who are saying they won't announce for a few months. But right now we have a Virginia Senate race that is going to actually be longer than the 2012 presidential campaign, and that's something.
In other news, Democratic legislators and other abortion rights advocates are speaking out against Governor McDonnell's amendment to a bill that would prohibit private health insurance companies participating in the new state health exchange from covering abortion services. Exceptions are stipulated in the amendment for cases of rape, incest, and situations that put the life of the mother in jeopardy. The exchange will be run by the state and will allow small businesses and individuals to buy health insurance at reduced rates as part of a group. Jessica Honke represents Planned Parenthood Advocates of Virginia.
Virginia has never told private insurance companies what they can't cover. And here we are telling them what they can't cover in a private exchange between a patient and a provider. And I think that that's government intrusion at its worst.
Governor McDonnell says this is not accurate.
Many other states have done this in their own exchange laws. Secondly, we've set up these exchanges in furtherance of the federal health care mandate. Until it's stricken, I'm assuming that we've got to be ready to go on July 2014. And so I'm going to set up the provisions in the least expensive, least bureaucratic, and least intrusive way for the people of Virginia if we've got to follow the federal law. It's been the longstanding policy of the United States government with the Hyde Amendment to not have federal funding for abortion. It's something that our General Assembly passed at my request during last year's veto session. And so having a policy with these healthcare exchanges that is equivalent to that, and that is doesn't mandate that these abortion services be required in an exchange, I think is consistent with that.
The General Assembly will consider the governor's amendment and all other amendments and vetoes made this session today. And finally, the controversial House of Delegates redistricting proposal, which some legislators and election reform advocates have attacked as gerrymandered, passed its second vote 87-10 yesterday. The bill is up for a final vote today. The Senate is set to finalize its plan later this week. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.